And see, they'd always just said, let's go into this lot where the shade trees is. This is prepared for us to sit and rest while the rest of them is shopping. They never did say what you'd call it, a park. And now, just what? I wouldn't know no name. As I said, we never had one here.
Right. What about if two streets cross like this, and if a man starts out from one corner and walks to the opposite corner, he didn't go straight across and then go across, he goes kind of...
Jaywalking,
all right. What about if he cuts across a field instead of following the road to get somewhere? Do you have a word?
It's always called he's taking a shortcut, he's cut across.
And what about if a table is sitting in the corner of the room, the way your TV is there, not sitting square back in it, but angled across it? How would you say that?
We'd say it is sitting at an angle.
At an angle, all right. And what would you call the vehicles that run on tracks in the city, maybe with a wire overhead?
Streetcar is what it used to be.
And if you're riding on a streetcar and you're about to get to the place that you're bound for, you might say to the driver or the motorman, I want to...
be off, or you ring a... They used to have cords that you rang the bell.
Right.
Saying you want to get off. If you didn't, there'd be so many on now, if you tell him, he might forget, don't you see? And you'd have to holler.
Right. And in Georgia, each county has a... one certain city or town where the business is taking place. That's called the, I guess Thomaston is to Upson County, the...
It's the county seat, what you call it.
And that's where the...
That's why they always have the courthouse.
Right. And the organization that takes care of the business of the state is called the state...
state government.
And in the nation, it's called the...
the federal government.
And if you...
county, it's called a county government.
Right, and the police in a town are supposed to... are responsible for maintaining what?
Order.
And do you sometimes put that word together, and or sometimes a political, somebody who's running for political office says, I'm on the side of, you ever use that with in connection with law? We ever say in the matter of...
A lot of people be running, he say, I'm on this side of this, and some would say the other, you know, for different causes, and I always thought there's a very poor thing to try to, for anybody to understand, because if there's always just been two ways, a right way and a wrong way for a thing, but you, is that expression is said, I'm on, people will say, I'm on this side because this is so-and-so and this is so-and-so, and it never, if when you refine that stuff down to my way of thinking, it ain't never been way of thinking. I don't believe in getting on that side stuff there. I believe in riding nobody's coattail. I believe in strict right. If you say the political people in there, they get in there and they work a lot of side. They'll tell you, yeah, I'm on Satan Police's side this time, or this Satan Sheriff's side, because he'll do this and the other one, every one of them. Practically, he's in there for what he's going to get out of it. And so then, yeah.
Do you ever hear somebody say order and law, or some swap those two terms around to mean this thing?
Law and order, and is about the only way that it, I think it should be spoken. Law and order, I mean, the law will come before order, and another word, if you're in order, you don't need no law, but yet it's still the way it, to make this forcible, you have to say law and order. Now that's the way my way of interpreting what I read and study.
Right. And the fight between the northern and the southern states in